Okay, today's Daf Chaf, we're on Daf Yud Testament Beis. Today's Daf is sponsored by Ahuva and Akiva Silver, Le'ila Nishmas Zalman Menachem Ben Tuvia, whose Yortzeit actually is today, and the learning should be in Aliyah for the Neshama. Two dots, one, two, three, five lines on the bottom, two dots. Tana Ravana. We discussed in the Mishnah, what happens if you find a receipt? Right? Now we're going to continue that discussion regarding specifically receipts for a ksuva. Tana Rabbanan. Motzi shover. You find a receipt for a ksuva. In other words, the husband prepaid a ksuva. Why did he do that? I'm not sure. But he prepaid a ksuva. So the wife has the ksuva money already. Okay? Even though they're not divorced, he's not dead. Prepaid a ksuva. Now, and she gives him a receipt. Now you're walking down the street, you see a receipt. It says, Mrs. Wife agrees that Mr. Husband paid the ksuva already. What do you do with that receipt? So, bizman sha'isha moda, if the wife agrees, it's true. Then yachzel abal, return it to the husband. What's going to happen? The husband's going to die. The wife's going to come to the estate and say, pay me for the ksuva. Son's going to say, no, what do you mean? I have a receipt. He paid you already. Ain't Isha Moda, but if she doesn't admit, she says, they never paid me. Then obviously, Lo Yachzer, Lo Lazev, Lo Lazev. We don't know what the story is. Is it a trick? Is it a mistake? We don't know what. Nobody gets it back. Now, wait a minute. Bizman She Isha Moda, Mias Yachzer Labal. What did we just say? If the wife doesn't agree, she agrees. Right? She says, 100% he paid me already. He's very. Right, that's his personality. He paid me the ksuba, he's not even dead yet. He 100%. But wait a minute. V'leichosh, let's be afraid for the following chashash. Dilma maybe, kosva litein b'nisan. In Nisan, she says to him, would you pay me for the ksuba now? He says, no problem, I'll pay you right now. And what happened? V'lo nasna ad tishrei. But it's schlepped for 6 months, and he never actually paid till tishrei. He never paid her till tishrei. But the receipt says it was paid in Nisan. Okay? V'azla, she went, zavnisa l'ksuva b'tovas hana. She sold her ksuva for tovas hana. Tovas hana means a very small amount. In other words, she's allowed to sell her ksuva. Okay? Which means the guy who buys the ksuva will collect the ksuva if the husband dies or divorces her before her. Since that's a risk, it's a very big gamble. It's very speculative. That didn't go for much in the market, someone else's ksuva. But she did it. She did it. Somebody bought it. For a dollar, somebody will buy it. Right? So she bought it. And what happened? Minisan ad Tishrei. During Nisan, between Nisan and Tishrei, she sold her ksuva. Who really owned that ksuva? The wife. Why? Because he never paid for it till Tishrei. But the receipt says that it was in Nisan. They drew it up in Nisan. The husband's going to say, then what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Umapik leila shover. The husband's going to produce the receipt. The ksiv b'Nisan. That says it's written in Nisan. Vasi l'mitrach l'kuchos. Shelo kedin. He's going to take it away from the l'kuchos shelo kedin. What's the l'kuchos? The guy who bought the ksuva. Right? The guy who bought the ksuva is going to say, I'm entitled to that. Why am I entitled to that? Because I bought the ksuva from her. I bought it in Iyar. The husband's going to say, yeah, but I have a receipt from Nisan. Right? So the guy's going to say, well, then how could you have sold it to me? How could she sell it? Hold on here. The husband's going to say, I don't know what she did. I know I have a receipt. The truth is, that receipt's not true. It's not true. So this guy who bought the ksuva is going to be cheated out of his ksuva. That's not fair. So how can we return the receipt to him? We don't know what went on. So the Gemara says, good point. Amar Rava, says Rava, Shmamina, what do you see from here? That Isya l'dishmuel. It must be, we hold like Shmuel. What's Shmuel? The Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Hamocher shtar chov v'chaveru. Let's say, I owe you $100. Okay? I owe you $100. We write up a shtar chov, I'm going to pay you $100. Now, you are going to collect $100 from me. Right? What if you say, you know what? I'll sell it to him. I'll sell that debt to him, to Mr. Freud. I'll sell it to Mr. Freud, and then Mr. Freud will cut $100 for me. Are you allowed to do that? Yes. After you sell it to Mr. Freud, you're then mochel me. You're not a mochel. What did Mr. Freud just do? He just bought something that's worthless. He bought the right to collect the debt from me. You're still involved. I sold it to him. We'll see it in a minute. There's four ways to understand how this works. You sold it to me. You sold it to him. He now is going to wait to collect the debt from me. But then you're mochel the debt. You're allowed to do that? Shmuel says you're allowed to do that. So if Shmuel says you're allowed to do that, there's no difference between a ksuva and a debt. Ksuva is also a debt. The wife could say, I could sell my ksuva to that guy. He's going to collect the ksuva, but then I could be mochel to my husband. Can we mochel it? So therefore, there's no chashash that the purchaser of the ksuva is going to get cheated, because anyway, the wife has the right to just mochel the whole thing. And if she's mochel the whole thing, there's no debt. So the guy can't complain. Getting, why would anybody now buy such a document? I don't know. Oh, we're going to get to that in a minute. They're going to put in the document, they're not going to do it. We're going to get to that in a minute. But if they didn't put it into the document, in theory, that would work. Why would that work? One second. So, Hamochash Rechov L'Chaveru V'Chaz U'Machlo Machl. After Simcha sells the document to Mr. Freud, Simcha's then Machl my debt. Mr. Freud's stuck with a worthless piece of paper. You're allowed to do that? You're allowed to do that. Since you're allowed to do that here, a woman's no different. She's also a debtor. You could do the same business. Therefore, don't tell me the guy who bought the ksuva is going to be cheated. It's not true. He's very risky. So risky that a woman could be mochel, and then therefore the guy can't have a taina. How does that work? So the Rambam says it works as follows. Really, midoraisa, you can't even do this thing. You can't do this. You can't sell your debt to someone else. Midoraisa, you can't do that. Midorabanan, you could do it. So, but midoraisa, you're still there. Only midorabanan, on a lower level, on a midorabanan level, you could sell your debt to someone else. Midoraisa, you're still there. So therefore, you have the right to be mochelet. The daraisa of Bechila overrides the sale that only took place Durabonon. That's the Rambam's answer, how this works. Okay? The Rabbeinu Tam says as follows. Now, Ketel Minatorah. Minatorah, the Torah, why does the Torah care if you sell it to someone else? The debt, what's the difference? What does the Torah care? Minatorah, you can do it. He says, when there's a debt, there are two issues here. There's two aspects to a debt. What are the two aspects? There's the Gesundheit. The borrower. In this case, it was me. I am meshubid, my nechassim to you. My nechassim are meshubid to you. Right? Also, I'm meshubid to you. I owe you $100. It's two things. I'm meshubid to you. What kind of meshubid is that? I borrowed money from you. I owe the goof of me owes you money. But also, my nechassim owe you money. My nechassim we have to pay you back. It's really two separate things. It's two separate things. I'm indebted to you, and my property's indebted to you. Two separate things. Says Rabbeinu Tam in Ksuvos on Daf Peihei. Okay. So there's two separate things going on over here. The only thing you have the right to sell to Mr. Freud is the debt that my nechassim owe to you. That you can sell to someone else. But the fact that I owe you the money, you can't sell that. You can't sell that. That you can't sell. Once you're mochel that on me, automatically my nechassim are mochel as well. Therefore, you can sell it to him. No problem. Midaraisa, you can sell it. But the debt that I owe you didn't get transferred. Only the debt that I nechassim owe you got transferred. Once you mochel that, the other thing falls away. That's Rabbeinu Tam's approach. The Ravid said what Mr. Freud suggested before. You have to write in the document. I'm selling it to Mr. Freud, but no one's going to come. I'm never going to be. I can't be mochel. I'm not allowed to be mochel it. And that's a way to save Mr. Freud from the purchase. If not, if you don't write that in there, Rabbeinu Tam's wrong, the Rambam's wrong, the whole thing will always work. Right? It always will work. Midaraisa, there's no such thing as two debts. nachasim, the person, the guf, it's all not true. Everything, it's a simple thing. You sell the thing to someone else, you have the right to be mochel. You must, he says, the way to get around it is to put in the document that doesn't work. Okay? That's the Ravid, and the last one is the Rif, that, the Rif says as follows. This is a little bit controversial. The Rif says, I'm not talking about mechila. I know you owe me the $100, but you know what? I'm going to be mochel. I like you. I'm not going to collect that money. And that's not what we're talking about. Simcha, I owe Simcha $100. He then sells the debt to Mr. Freud. And Simcha's going through his documents. He says, you know what? It's not true that he owes me the money. I made a mistake. I'm not sure. I'm not collecting money, Chilo Kadin, from somebody. I'm not doing that. I'm not really sure. I'm going over my cheshbonos. I don't know now. Therefore, he says, you know what? I'm going to take the safe approach. I'm mochel you. He didn't do it on purpose to cheat out Mr. No, I'm not talking about that. He's not sure. If he's not sure, what do you want from the guy? That's what the Rif said. That's pshat. Otherwise, of course, he can't do this. He can't pull this nonsense. Sell someone else. Be mochel. No, we're talking about it's a genuine. You're not sure now. I think I made a mistake here with this document. I'm an honest man. Maybe I'll pay him back also. I'm not going to have him holding the bag. He paid me for the right to collect that debt. Why was I mochel it? Because I'm not sure now it's even a valid debt. Okay. Next. And by the way, Vafil Yoresh mochel. Just that's a side point. Even a Yoresh can be mochel the debt of his father. Right? Abai says, what are you talking about? Afilu tema lesser of the Shmuel. We don't have to hold like Shmuel. No. How is the right? Why aren't we choshesh for this whole thing with the 6 month delay? Hachamay eskidon bishashtar ksuva yasa mitachas yada. She's got the shtar in her hand. She has the ksuva in her hand. What do you mean she sold it to somebody else? It's in her hand. That's why we're not choshesh for this problem. She says she sold it to someone else. We have a chazal. Nobody's going to buy a document and not have the document. No, but the Tosfos Rosh says, well, maybe she sold her karka, and she sold the ksuva agav the karka. That's why it's still in her possession. No, nobody would do that. Nobody would allow a document, a loan document, to remain with the other party. Nobody would allow that. So what's she doing with the document? Obviously, it's her debt. So this whole chashash is not shayach. Rava Amar, Rava says, wait a minute. I mishum shtar ksuva. If you're telling me she has it, maybe there are two ksuvas. One she kept, one she sold, and there's a 6 month delay. So there's still problems. So Abaye Amar, first of all, shtei ksuvas chashinan. We're not choshesh for that. What kind of man is going to write two ksuvas? Right? They're both legitimate. Who do that? The ode also, shover bizmano torif. A shover, a receipt, I hold, says Abaye, the receipt is valid from the time that the Edom sign it. Abaye l'taimei, the Amar Edom b'chosmen zachin lo. When the Edom sign a document, that's when it's given effect. So in Nisan Taka, it's given, that's when the document was signed, it's given effect. They slept for 6 months? Too bad. Once the Edom signed the document, it's valid. And therefore, the husband's allowed to say, the document signed in Nisan? That's when I'm holding from it. I didn't pay till Tishrei? That's only because, okay, so there was a delay. Doesn't mean that my document doesn't have to take effect from Nisan. Okay? Next Mishnah. Mata Igeres Shum. If somebody finds documents that say how much a person's land is worth, because they're going to be seizing the land, because the guy owes a lot of money, so Bazin's in the process of seizing his land because he doesn't want to pay anybody, so they write up documents, they send an appraisal. How much is the guy's land worth? You know, he owes $1,000 to him, $1,000 to him. How much is the land worth? They find such a document in the street. Or, Igeres Mazon, a document that a guy says, I will agree to support my stepdaughter, my stepchildren. I marry a woman, she has kids, and I agree I'm going to support them. Okay. Shtari Chalitza, a shtar that a Chalitza happened, or a Mion happened, right, when the girl turns 12, when she was married midrabana from her father and her brother, from her mother and her brothers. She's allowed to do Mion, she's allowed to refuse that marriage to the granted document that she did that so that she can go get married. Someone's going to say, wait a minute, didn't we see where that chasana you were sitting, you walked in with your husband? So no, I have a shtarmiya, I'm not a husband, I'm not married to him anymore. I have a shtarmiya now. Right? That was vital. That was vital for these women. Shtar birurin, shtar birurin, shtar of clarification. What does that mean? The Gemara will say, v'chol ma'isa bezdin. Any ma'isa bezdin, harei ze yachzer. That's your return. Why? First of all, none of these shtaros are exacting money from anybody. That's first of all. They're just statements of fact. Second of all, we assume that Bezdin will not write a document unless it happened. So the whole chashash why you never returned documents before was maybe the guy was Nimlach. He wrote up a get to give his wife. And then he changed his mind. So you found the get in the street. You can't return that to anybody. Maybe he changed his mind. Bezdin doesn't change their mind. If Bezdin wrote a chalitza document, it's because the chalitza took place. Right? So, therefore, if you find a chalitza document in the street, and it's stamped, it's the stamp of Bezdin, we know, as a vadai, that chalitza happened, therefore you can return it. No problem. Right? The whole reason why we didn't return anything before was because we were afraid someone changed their mind. Bezdin doesn't change their mind. Oh, same thing. Same thing. But because first of all, that's a document to pay somebody. And what would it be? I agree that I owe them money. We're going to have cases like that. Now we are getting a little preview on the next perek. And now we're talking about you find things, ordinary things, but they have simanim. Matzah b'chafisa, you find the document that it's in some kind of box, in some kind of jug. Or in a deluskima, tachma shel shtaros, or there's a bundle of shtaros, or aguda shel shtaros, or a roll of shtaros. Harei ze yachzer, all that you can return. We don't know if they were executed or not. Yeah, but there's a simon. What's a simon? They're bundled in a certain way. They're tied up in a certain way. The guy says, they make an announcement. We found the documents. Okay, well, those are mine. Yeah, how do we know they're yours? Well, because if you look at the knot of the document, and you look at the way they're bundled and rolled, only I did that. And if that's taka true, we'll return it to him. Harei ze yachzer. The kama aguda shel shtaros. How many is an aguda of shtaros? Shlosha, three, kishur and zebizet, tied together. Rishur ben Gamliel omer, echad halove mishlosha, if one person borrows from three people, right? Reuven borrows from Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. And we find those documents all together. Yachzer lulove, you must be that the borrower paid them all back, right? That's why they're together. Why they're together. What does Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda have to do with each other? They're three separate people. So why are they all together? It must be their Reuven's. He paid them back already. And he was walking home after paying off his debts. And he dropped it. So you return it to him. Why? Because how could it be the other guys? Why would Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda be together? Had the documents together. And the converse. Shlosha lovim in a echad. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi borrow from Yehuda. Right? All three of them borrow from Yehuda. Yachzel l'malfa. Return it to Yehuda. What? What? Right, the common denominator is they belong to Yehuda. They weren't paid yet. Right? Matza shtar bein shtarosav. If you find a document among your documents, very difficult Gemara here. Ve'eni yedea mativu. You don't know what they are. What is this? It says over here, it's a big machlokas, what's going on? Your name is Levi. So does it say that Reuven owes Shimon money? Is that what it says? Or does it say Reuven owes me money? I owe Reuven money. You have no idea. You're not sure. You know, what's it doing over here? So you know what? Hamura chachiyavu Eliyahu. Put it over till Eliyahu comes. We don't know what to do with it. We don't know what to do with it. All the Mepharshim say, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins that way, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that if a malveh, if you find a shtar among your shtaros, the ani yadeya imu porea, you don't know if you paid it back or not. No, you don't know if someone paid you back. You have a document over here that says, Reuven owes me $100, but we don't know. Was it paid back? Was it not? Hadinhu, she'ena govin b'tzeh. You can't collect such a document. You can't collect such a document. The Sma says, and the Ksoz HaChoshen says, because you say Shema, the other guy says, Bar, I paid you back. Bari v'Shema, right? Bari Adif. The guy's Adif, he wins. You don't know, he knows, therefore he wins. Now.
That's why he put it away.
What?
Why did he put it away until Eliyahu comes?
Oh, the reason is because Some say the only time we say Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, is when you're trying to seize money. Here I'm not seizing money. There's no Mukhsuk. Not sure why. Since we don't know what to do with it, that's a big machlokas over there, the Shulchan Aruch, with the Sma. Since we don't know what to do with it, don't do anything. What can we do with it? But if Edom come, but if Edom don't come, then you have to put it away until Yahweh Navi comes. There's no way Edom are coming. How are Edom coming? I have a document that says Reuven owes me $100. Reuven says I paid you. Okay, so as long as Edom come, it'll change the story. Until Edom come, Eliyahu and Avi will wait for it.
It makes it seem like it's not, you can't resolve this problem.
Right.
Edom don't exist ever.
We're assuming there aren't going to be Edom. Now, im yesh imahen simponos, if there's a simpon, what's a simpon? A simpon is a receipt. Yasem ash is a sheba simponos. Then you do whatever the receipt says. The receipt says he paid it back, he paid you, you can't collect it now. He paid you. You have a receipt. Normally, a lender doesn't have a receipt. Right? Who has a receipt normally? The borrower. Right? I paid the money back. What's a lender doing with the receipt? The Gemara's going to get to that. We'll talk about that. Now, before we get to that, my shtar beruin. What's a shtar beruin? We said a document of clarification. What is that? So, hacha tirgamu. Here they translate. You know what that means? Shtari tainasa. A shtar laying out all your claims. Yes? Exactly. So then why do you have to follow whatever the simpon says? You do follow it, therefore you can't collect. Right. The Gemara will flesh it out. We'll get to another base. So what's a shtar bearin? It's a shtar tanasa, a shtar laying out all my claims. So in America, we don't do this. You can change your claim whenever you want.
Yeah.
A bill of particulars. Oh, right, exactly. It's all your claims. Once you've set out your claims, you can't change your claims. In America, you can change your claims every minute. Right, once you have your claims, that's it. Those are your claims. Don't tie in a, well, he did and the dead, and then you're going to come to the bed and you're going to say X, Y, Z, and then the document says ABC. No, you're stuck with the ABC. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar, no. It's a different thing. How do you get three judges? One side chooses one side chooses the other, and then it's a machlokas. Either those two judges choose the third, or the two parties choose the third when they come to an agreement. That's what this document says. Zeh bar lo echad, I choose one. Zeh bar lo echad, you choose the other one. So we have a document that says which judges we picked. Once you pick them, you can't change your mind. Okay? Good? Good puzzle. V'chol ma'isa bezin ha'reza yavzer. Every ma'isa bezin can be returned. And we had this Gemara already. Ha'hugita, there was a get. The ishtakach beidina de Rav Huna, that they found there was a get that they found in the bezin of Rav Huna. We had this yesterday, 2 days ago. In the hallway of the courthouse, they found a get. The Havikasav Bay, and it was written in the get, B'Shaviri Masa, in the town of Shaviri, Dal Rachis Nara, by the river Rachis, so-and-so divorced so-and-so. Now, Amr Rav Huna said, I can't return this document. Chayshinim were afraid. L'shnei Shaviri. We're afraid there's two Shaviris. And therefore, there's two Yosef Ben Shimon's divorcing Rachel Basleya. We don't know what to do. Amalei Rav Chisda L'Rabba. Rav Chisda said to Rabba, wait a minute. Puk ayin. Go look this up. Go investigate this matter. De l'orta, because at night, boile Rav Huna minach. Rav Huna's going to ask you, what's the story here? Now, nafak, he went out, duck, he searched, v'ashnach, and he found, v'tnan, kol ma'ase bezden, a reza yachzer. Any ma'ase bezden, you can return. So I disagree with Rabba. I disagree with Rav Huna. I don't agree. Amalei Rav Amram l'Rabba. Rav Amram says to Rabba, wait a minute. Hechi pashit mar isur mimamona. How could you bring a raya from our Mishnah, from Isurin to Mammon? Our Mishnah said that you could return all these documents, Maisa Bezdins, right? And the Geras of Shum, and they're all about money. What's the downside? What's the downside? They're all in money, right? How much is this guy's land worth? It's an appraisal, because we're going to take it away from him because he owes so much money. What's the downside if that document was not executed or not? Just money. You mean matter in Ashes ish because of money? The same logic that we allow these documents to go forward because we say Bezdin always does their job. You're going to allow a get to go forward? How could you do that? Amalei, so he answers back, hard word, tarda, which means you fool. What means worse than that? It means you idiot. How could you even say that to me? Doesn't our Mishnah say, shtar chalitza umiunin? That if you find a shtar chalitza, or you find a shtar miun, you could also take that to the bank? That's also a bad isurin. Those are also issues of marriage, and we say that's fine. Why? Because Bethan does their job. So what's the difference between a shtar chalitza and a get? Right? What's the difference? Amal, now what happened? Amazing, he says that to him, right? I don't know. The Chavis Yar has a famous tshuva where he says that any time one of the Amoraim or one of the Tanaim insults the other one, don't take it so to heart. They didn't mind, it didn't mean anything, and I understand. It wasn't a slight. Now, even though the Chavis Yar says that, and there's no other way to answer it, look at the next thing of the Gemara. Tanan, Paka Arza Debe Rav. The beam holding up the whole yeshiva, the whole shul, cracked. My one said, Mishum l'toy didi paka. It cracked because you mavayish me. You called me an idiot. But my Amar, Mishum l'toy didi paka. No, it cracked because you embarrassed me in front of the whole shul, in front of the whole yeshiva. You told me, I don't know, I'm not halacha, because I'm comparing money to Isurin. You embarrassed me. That's why it cracked. Well, it wasn't termite. It was because Rashi says, Nishbar ha'omer beit ha'medrish, nishan alav. No, he doesn't mention the mazel. The Marsha says, because of mazel. But my mazel is better than your mazel. That's what the Marsha says. Okay, I can't explain it. Now, look at the top Tosfos. Top Tosfos is fascinating. What was his complaint? His complaint was, what are you talking about? How could you compare Isurin to money? Right? When it comes to money, what's the downside? Big deal. So he paid the money, we evaluated the money, and it was not true. So, we're going to matter an ashes ish, because they have a presumption, Bezdin does their job. How could you do that? That's what Rav Amram said to Rabba. Right? Which means that based on that, Isurin is much more machmir than money. Right? Don't we all think that? Look at this top Tosos. Im Torah, wait a minute. Tvei Anan, Mechamrin, and Bimona. We're much more machmir when it comes to money. Much more machmer. By money, we never follow the rov. What does that mean, we never follow the rov? We do follow the rov by money, right? How do we follow the rov by money? If two judges say he's chayiv, and one judge says he's putter, we do follow the rov. We follow the rov of judges. What does it mean we don't follow the rov? If most of the land in the town belongs to Reuven, and there's a fight over the land, we're not going to say that the land belongs to Reuven. We're not going to go after the rove. You want that land, you have to prove it to us. We're not going to follow the rove. However, ubi isura, when it comes to isura, azlinan basaruva. We go basar the rove. Afilu hecha de ikka chazaka de isura kineged the rove. Even if there's a chazaka, that there's an answer, we'll still follow the rove. V'lo chashid and shema b'makom nekev ka shachit. We're not going to assume that in the spot where you shechted the animal, right in that spot there was a problem. Maybe there was. No, we're going to follow the rove. So what do you see? Money's much more machmir than rov. The money's much more machmir than isurin. We're allowing all these animals to be eaten based on what? Based on rov, right? There's like 24 simanim of treifus. We don't check for any of them. The only thing we check for is the lungs. Why? We go bust a rov. Rov animals, nothing wrong with them. Maybe this one does have something in the brain. We don't check. Why? We go bust a rov. By money, we'd never do that. We're not going to reward the land to Reuven just because he owns rovers of the town. What do you see? Now, is this really a kasha? The Yeshlomar Tosos gives two answers. The Mikol Makom, nevertheless, Be'eshes Ish Hachmiru, Be'eshes Ish, it's much worse. The Mayim She'en Lehem Sof, Lo Tinasi Lechadchila. Let's say the guy comes to Bethel and says, I saw the guy drowning. And I didn't see any land. Right? There was Mayim without a Sof. I just saw water. We're not going to let it get married. Why? Rove people can't survive that. Rove people are not going to survive such a shipwreck, right? We saw the ship turn over. No land in sight. Where's the guy? We have no idea. Well, rove people are not going to survive such a thing. We're not going to let them get married for that. They had that already, right? Even though most of them are going to die. So what do you see? When it comes to Eishes, maybe when it comes to Shechita, other Isurim, we do follow the Rov. Now when it comes to Eishes Ish, the Ode also, Yesh Lomar, the Mid-Araisa lo chashinan l'shnei Yosef ben Shimon. Mid-Araisa, there's no chashash over here. What's the chashash? That it's two people with the same name? Come on. Mid-Araisa, that's a far-fetched chashash. Ah, Mid-Rabbanon chashinan mishum laz. We don't want people saying these kids are someone else's kids. Right? Because it's two Yosef ben Shimon's. Right? There was never really a divorce. That was the other guy. So Mid-Rabbanon, we don't want that. We don't want them to be made fun of in shul. So what do we say? You have to make sure. We have to make sure that there's no two Yosef and Shimon's. Uba Mamona lo shayach laz. By money, there's no such issue. Right? There's no such slander that can come up by money. Lakach parich shapir. Therefore, he asked a good question. Heichi poshimar isur mi Mamona. How could you compare Issa to Mamona? So that was a fascinating tosas. Even though, I mean, they all asked what was even his havamina. What was the tosas havamina to compare the two? The answer is so obvious. How can you even have a havamina that just because my money we don't go after the rove that it's more machmer than Isser? It's not more machmer than Isser. It's apples and oranges. That's what it is. It's really what he answers. Okay. Next. Matzah chafisa o duluskma. Yeah. Right, they argue what they would do with that get. Right, according to Rav Huna, they would not give that get. Could the choshesh for two people with the same name? According to Rava, from this mission, you give it over. Why? Because Bezin's documents you can take to the bank. I'm sorry. We're done. Yeah.
Why don't they just bring it back to Bezin itself on the Bezin deal?
I don't know. It's a good question. Like practically, I don't know. Right, it's a very good question. I don't know. That's a good question. Why don't we just ask the Bezin what happened? But you always have that question in Shas. Why don't you just ask them? And we never ask them. We always try to figure out the answer. We just ask them. Right? I don't know. We can't ask the husband. We don't trust him. We can't ask the wife. We don't trust her. So the Yonim we don't trust. Right? My chafisa. What's a chafisa? I'm a rabbi bar chana chamas katan. A small flask. So he's going to give a simon on the flask. Once he gives a simon on the flask, we'll trust that the documents inside belong to him. My deloskema, what's a deloskema? I'm a rabbi bar Shmuel, talika desabi. The box of the old man. The old people used to have like a box of all their stuff so they could find it very easily. And that's the kind of box you found. It doesn't just mean a box. He's going to give you a simon on the box. If you give you a simon on the box, then we'll return the box to him. Tachma shel shtaros, a roll of shtaros, or aguda shel shtaros, or a bundle of shtaros. Tana Rabbanan, kama hu tachma shel shtaros, how many is a roll of shtaros? Shlosha, three, keruchin zeh bezeh, rolled one with the other. V'kama hi aguda shel shtaros, how much is an aguda, a bundle of shtaros? Shlosha, keruchin zeh bezeh, also three, also. Shmash mina, is this a raya that kesher simen, that a knot is a simen? We're going to have a machlokas later in the week, next week, or the week after that, coming up, is a knot, everyone knots a different way. So is the fact that there's a knot in a certain way, is that a good simon? It seems to be, yes it is. And therefore we could resolve that controversy that we're going to have later in the week. So Tani Rav Chia answers, no, Shlosha Kruchin Zeh Bazeh. No, it doesn't mean three knotted together, it means three rolled together. So the Gemara says, Ihachi Haino Tachrich. That's the exact same thing as Tachrich, as rolled. So the Gemara says, no. Tachrich Kol Chad B'Chad B'Rosha D'Chavrei. What you did was rolling it, each one on the top of the other one. That's considered rolling. Aguda, what's considered a bundle? Diramu ahadadi, when they're all rolled as one. So in other words, do you roll them individually or do you roll them as one? We're not taking a stand on the knot issue. Ukruchos my machriz. Now when you find a bundle, a roll of kruchos, how do you announce that? What do you say? You get up in shul, bashal shudas, and you say, I found what? Everybody should know, right? Somebody found minyan. Somebody found a number of them. So the Gemara says, "My iri tlasa." If someone found a number, why does the minimum have to be three? Afilu trei nami. Why not two? Ella kedama ravina tava machwiz. You say, "I found coins." Hachanami shtari machwiz. I say, "I found shtaros." The minimum number of shtaros is automatically two. Therefore, two can't be a simon. I found shtaros. Oh, I lost two. Yeah, here they are. That can't be. Because it's automatically the minimum number. He's not telling you anything by saying two. It has to be the minimum, it has to be three. Which we make Amil Omer
Echad.
Right. I know, I thought about that also. But Shimon Omer Echad Lova Mashlosha Yakzil Lova. If you find three documents belonging to one Lova, you return them to the Lova. The Malvid, if they belong to three to the Malvids, my bo Gabi Hadadi, what are they doing together? What do Reuven, Shimon, and Levi have to do with Yehuda? They have nothing to do with each other. They're three independent lenders. So Gemara says, wait a minute, the Dilma Dilakimune Osli. Maybe they're going to get the documents certified by Bazin, that they're valid documents. So Gemara says, no, the Mekayme, they already had that certification. So Gemara says, Vidilma Miyade the Safer Nafil. Maybe they all went to the Sofer together and they wrote up three loan documents and the Sofer dropped them. So Gemara says, no, that can't be. Lo Mashi Inish Kume Biyade the Safra. Nobody's leaving the documents at a Sofer. Sofer says, you leave them with me, I'll go bring them to the Bazin. No, nobody would do that. So they can't be the Sofers. So therefore, they can't belong to each one. They must be, they belong to the Lova. They were paid back already. And the Lova dropped them. Right? I borrowed $100 from you, from him, from him. And then I find all three documents together. What are they doing together? It must be their mind. It must be I paid you back. Now the reverse case. Shlosha shalavu me'echad. You three borrowed from me. Yachzul ma'afi, you return it to me. It makes sense that they're together. Why? Because they're mine. Tiktok that the Lovaninu, if they belong to the Lovez, my boy got bad daddy. What are they doing together? So the Gemara says, well, Dimma Limit the Vinu Asli. Maybe they want to go write them up together. They only want to borrow money from me, they all went together. So the Gemara says, can't be. The Ktivi Bitslas Yadi Safri. They're written in three different handwritings. Can't be. But Dilma maybe Lakimune Asli. Maybe they went to go have them certified in Bezdin. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Malva make him shtare, love him, love make him shtare. Only the Malva has documents certified. The Lova would never do that. But the Lova's going to go make sure that he owes the money. Never going to do that. Only the Malva's going to do that. Therefore, if you find three Lova documents together, you assume they're not paid, you return them back to the Malva. Next. In Yesh Imon Simponos, Yase Masha Bisimponos. If you find a receipt, you do whatever the receipt says. Amar of Yirmi, Bar Ava, Amar Rav. Simpon hayotze mitachas yidei ha-malveh. If the malveh, the lender has a simpon, af al pi shekasav ksav yado, even though it's written in his handwriting. Eina elokim esachik, it's only a joke. Upasal, and it's pasal. In other words, if I have a receipt that I didn't give to you, I'm the lender, what am I doing with the receipt? If I have the receipt, and I wrote the receipt, it's still nothing. Because you're the one who's supposed to have the receipt. The lover usually has a receipt. I paid off the debt, leave me alone, I have a receipt from you. What's the malva doing with the receipt? He wrote his own receipt. I hereby agree that you paid me back the money. And the malva has it, it's worthless. Even if it's in the malva's own handwriting. Why? Lo mi boy kasa v'ksav yad sofer. For sure, if a sofer wrote it. Dikla me'er, because you could say, safer v'srami le. The malva bumped into a sofer, said, ooh, I'm glad I have you. And he's coming later today to give me back the money. Let's write a receipt right now. And of course, the guy never showed up. Even if it's his own handwriting, it's also possible. Why? Sabri says, you know what? He's going to come right before Shabbos. I know already this guy. He's going to show up right before it's been Shmosh's time. And now I'm going to have to write up a whole receipt. He's going to leave. I'm never going to see that money. Right? Therefore, he's going to want to pay me back. If I don't give him a receipt, he's not going to give me the money. So therefore, Echtov, Ana, I'll write it right now. The Chi Eisli, so when he shows up, Zuzi Atan Le, I'll get the money out of him, I'll give him the receipt. And what happened? He never showed up. So why do I have the receipt? Because he never showed up. But I wrote it in advance. Why did I write it in advance? Because I was very eager. Now, Tanan, our Mishnah says, In Yeshimon Simponos, Yase B'mashas Simponos. If I have a Simpon, we follow the Simpon. That means it's paid back. That's a steer of what we just said. We just said a minute ago, if you have a simpon, it's a worthless piece of paper. Now it's saying, no, you follow the simpon, you follow the receipt, you can't collect. How do you reconcile that? Kedamra Safra, She Ninta Bain, Shtaros Kiruin. No, you found the receipt among the ripped up documents. If it's on the ripped, so it's a, how do you learn that? If it's in the ripped up documents, obviously it's nothing. It's in my junk pile. If it's in my junk pile, then it's nothing. If it's not in my junk pile, then I can't collect on it. Hachanami Shematzu Ben Shtaros Kiruin. It's in my junk pile. What's it doing in my junk pile? Because it's junk. If I found it in my good pile, then maybe I would be able to say, like our Mishnah said, you can't collect anymore. Why? It's a valid receipt. But if it's not in my junk pile, of course it's junk. Tashma, wait a minute. Nimtza le'echad ben shtarosav, shtarosh al Yosef ben Shimon. There are two guys, Yosef ben Shimon. Everybody knows two guys, Yosef ben Shimon, right? It's two David Jacobuses in the shul, right? And I have a document that says that David Jacobus paid me back. Which one? Which one? The halacha is I can't collect from either of them. Because they could both say, I'm the one who paid you back. They could both say, and I'm never going to know. So, Peru, Ashtarah, Shanaim, Peruin. Both of them are paid back. So, how could that be? One of them, by the way, is considered good, right? So, the same answer. Amar of Papa, Rav Safra, Shanaim, Ben Ashtarah, Keruin. You found it was in the junk pile. Hachanami, Shanaim, Ben Ashtarah, Keruin. Tashma, will do one more. Shavua, Shalopit, Donu, Abba. Let's say the lender and the borrower both die. Now, the kids are fighting it out. So, they have to take Shavuas. Shavua, Shalopit, Donu, Abba. I swear my father never got paid back. Shavua shlo lanu, shlo amar lanu abba. Our father never told us it was paid back. Shlo matanu ben shtaros, shlo abba. We didn't find it among the documents of abba. We never found a receipt. Right? Shishtar zeh perua, that the shtar was paid back. And what if he did find one? Then he couldn't collect. That's a stira. Amar of Safra, same answer. Shamatza ben shtaros keruin. You found it in the junk pile. You found it in the junk pile. Then it's junk. Okay? What?
By the
mouth. Those kids have to swear. I didn't find the receipt. My father never said a word. Well, I said, if you find a receipt, the receipt's no good. The answer is no. It's a junk pile, then it's no good. And if it wouldn't have been in the junk pile, maybe then it would have been good. Okay? Again, the shiur was sponsored by the Silver family, Lilanishmat Zalman Menachem Ben Tufia, whose yahrzeit is today, the Neshama should have an aliyah.